Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't adjust your, I'm about to say TV set, your podcast channel. Wow. I'm on my third special drink already. Welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, a Friday edition, may I add, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, and I cannot scream too loud because the kids are trying to go to sleep. I am the Hot Rod. And I'm
yeah, well, it sounded like you went out again. Well, you're going to be dealing with that a little bit, but I guess I can hear you now. This is Sean Black once again in the building, and Friday edition, this time you cannot blame me for this. Because every time we get a special edition of the show, something has popped up in either social media or the news or whatever. And you can't blame me on this one. I have no power over this one. So you can take that scowling look away as you look at the board and tell the producer it wasn't my fault.
He's working the second job right now. He's like, "What, you're doing the show without me?" He's outraged, but he must carry on. As everyone knows from yesterday, ladies and the number to call is 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402. Sean Black, are you ready to talk about the pudding, the chocolate pudding?
I'm ready to piss people off more so than a lot of other people are. So let's do it.
All right. Well, yesterday Bill Cosby was found. Of course, the trial that took forever. Found guilty of sexual assault on 3 counts of aggravated, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm just so laughing about this thing, incident of sexual assault of Andre Cassis. 3 guilty counts, 1 without her consent, 1 while she was unconscious, and number 3 while she was either intoxicated or drugged. Okay, so I'm like, hold on 1 second, the phone's blowing up already.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't take much for this topic to get a lot of people riled.
Okay. Hello, Tisha. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good night, guys.
Hey, how you doing? You sound like you just woke up.
I think I did.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I'm sorry. She sounds like she just got drugged by Bill Cosby. Oh, hello.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Okay. All right. I cannot talk much, but I will give it to Tisha. Tisha, if you can hear me well, as you know, we talked about Bill Cosby. Were you surprised by the verdict? Number 2, how do you feel about Bill Cosby now? And number 3, is this a big defeat or big win for the hashtag MeToo moment? Well, I'll go to K-Dog and Brother B coming up in a few minutes.
I'm going to start off with, I wasn't surprised by this, actually. I knew that, I think his case was from like a year earlier with the mistrial and everything, and with the Me Too movement coming in, I'm sure it played a factor in it. It's sending out a message that they're pretty much not tolerating it. So I'd like to also see in the future what's going to happen with Harvey Weinstein and, you know, many others. But I do think that hashtag MeToo movement, it is saying something. And there is power in that movement. And a lot of people need to be careful with that movement as well, is what I think.
Okay,
but
so
this
I'm
definitely
back.
Sends a message.
Mm-hmm.
Now, If you're going to look at this as what it is, which is a fallen celebrity who was finally, I think what pissed a lot of people off about this is the fact that Bill Cosby, very successful, big name celebrity, did a lot for African Americans, but there is also this smug, sanctimonious other underbelly to Cosby. In one hand, he's doing everything that he can to help African-Americans in the community. He went to college, got a degree in psychology, funny comedian, et cetera, et cetera. Then you juxtapose that with the position of this guy is now a convicted assault, sexual assault, rapist, et cetera. All of those labels that you put inside there, we know that now he is going to get a sentencing hearing probably within the next 2 or 3 months. I'm pretty sure they'll probably try to appeal it. What the issue here is, to answer your initial question, is am I surprised? I'm not, in this sense. The first trial was 10 months ago, and that was a mistrial, mostly because there were certain parts of the certain evidence that were not included in that first trial, just certain information pieces that weren't being able to be used. In this particular case, we know now that Cosby, with all of the things that happened and the deposition that damned him initially, and then all of the other snowball of evidence that happened, peculiar behavior in the courthouse, et cetera, that leads to a big picture of who Bill Cosby really is, which is an 80-year-old man who was part of a culture that was seemingly pervasive amongst a lot of people back in, quote-unquote, his day, that was somewhat normalized, and he is now paying for exactly what he tried to cover up, and that is being an assaulter, a rapist, someone that has preyed on women, and did it in such a way that he killed any kind of bridge to any good deeds that he's done. And that's okay. Probably the saddest part.
Okay, Brother B, what do you like to say? Okay, dog.
I'm sorry about that. No, I had you on mute. I'm in the car. I'm on my way to work. Greetings and salutations, everyone.
Hey,
Brother B.
What's up? Yeah, it's a cold hot rod. It's time to piss some people off. The man had to be destroyed. Because you know what? You had the father from Seventh Heaven, that TV show that admitted that he molested boys. You got R. Kelly, who's a clown, running around pissing on kids. He's a pedophile. But yet you go after the most credible person. The person who, of course, attempted to buy NBC twice. The first time was in 1992. Then, of course, in 1997, his son winds up dead. I don't buy into this. Of course, they took the best route that they could, is which would get everybody all emotionally charged, was sexual, you know, the whole thing of rape. Because when people hear rape, everybody seems to jump on board, except for the clown. Like I said, R. Kelly. R. Kelly is not a threat. Bill Cosby was, because he was trying to get black people, like, yo, you got to get it together. He was talking, he was being America's dad, especially to the black people, but the black people didn't want to hear it. So, of course, they wanted to just throw him to the side as well. Meanwhile, once again, you have Harvey Weinstein, who probably ain't seen a day in court, but people want to scream out, me too. Oprah want to scream out, me too, but you ain't saying nothing about Harvey Weinstein. She ain't saying much about anything right now. But I have a problem with them trying to use something legitimate as rape or sexual assault to try and destroy somebody. Because I don't really believe that this is what it's all about. You're trying to tell me all these women came out and said this how many years ago, then all of a sudden they lied, there's stuff coming out that they lied, but then all of a sudden they had to find them on 3 counts. And then some token wants to come out and say this is a victory for us. You diminish that whole rape thing. You diminish the whole sexual assault thing when you use it in a fashion that we don't even know. I don't know Bill Cosby to say who he is. The only woman that Bill Cosby seems to care about right now is his wife, Camille, who is sticking by his side. But I don't know the man person to say anything about
him. All right, Cato, excuse me. Before I go to you, let me go to this new caller, 313-784. You're on the air. Hello? 313?
Okay, dog. I guess we could try it again.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Well, the verdict, it really came as no surprise at all because, once again, with all that, with all the evidence and the movement that's going on with the Me Too movement, and, you know, and I'm not going to take anything away from Bill Cosby for the things that he's done for especially the black community, going to the colleges, being a philanthropist, donating to black colleges, and as Brother B was stating earlier about him going to buy NBC, wanting to buy NBC. And, of course, with the barriers that he broke in television, we're not going to take credit away from that. You know, there are tons of celebrities out there who have committed these kinds of crimes. I mean, a rape is a rape, and it's wrong. But there have been tons and tons of celebrities. Now, with Bill Cosby, okay, he was found guilty on 3 counts. Now, the more interesting thing that I'm looking forward to seeing is, will Harvey Weinstein face a trial? Will he face the judge? Will he go to court? You know, what will happen next? This is the question that I got to ask. Who's next after Bill Cosby?
Tisha?
I'm sorry. I don't see anybody that's not of color that's not next, to be honest with you. I'm sorry to have to use the race card, but
it's
just my honest opinion because there's been so many that's been accused and they haven't even gone before a judge for even a court date, let's say. So I really don't know. I think this was to send this was there to send a message.
It was.
Okay. So let me go back to 313-784. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi. Hey, what do you like to say about the Bill Cosby situation? And where are you from again?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan, by way of Newport News, Virginia. I just had wanted to say that, you know, I seen that Bill Cosby was found guilty of three counts of, you know, sexual assault or whatnot. And like I said, the whole thing, you know, of the women, you know, coming forward after so many years, you know, and coming forward and saying these things that have happened, I think that you have to kind of look at it like this, that, you know, a lot of times people are hard on people that accuse, you know, famous people of rape. And at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, it's a thing called being right and being wrong. Like I said, I'm not saying that a lot of the women were not doing things that were of a low moral code, but at the end of the day, the man was, you know, he was doing the wrong thing. You know, he was doing the wrong thing. And like I said, he has had a great legacy, a great history. He has definitely put his money where his mouth, you know, is. He has definitely stood for certain values, but you have to understand it. At the end of the day, when you're wrong, you're wrong. You know, and you know he got caught up in the situation. You know, I'm hoping that they don't give him that much jail time. I know the prosecution is asking for 10 years. I hope that, you know, he does. You know, he's an 80-year-old man, so I'm hoping that he doesn't have to do too much time in the prison. But, you know, trying to, you know, I've seen people on social media with women, and why would you wait this late? And that's true. That is true. But, you know, it's just like, you know, Mike Tyson and his rape case. You know, it's things with that. If you look at the facts, it's things that is questionable. It's things that the woman that got him convicted of rape, it's things that she did that night. It's questionable, and it's things in her history that cast a shadow of doubt. But in her defense, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're looking at every woman like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you know, you're wrong, and you can't do that to every woman, you know, and not have something come back at you. And I think, you know, like I said, you know, he did that for so long with so many different women that sometimes you just get caught up, you know, and, you know, he was doing the wrong thing. So that's all I wanted to say about it, you know.
Okay. Well, I can definitely understand the thought process, because you're of the voice of one of the, there are many people that feel exactly the way you feel. Then you're going to have other people that are on the other end of the spectrum that are going to say that, forget about his age, he has to pay for his sins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're also going to have, as an expression as goes, there's splash damage. If you throw a grenade somewhere, once it explodes, the shrapnel is going to hit different areas. The shrapnel from the Bill Cosby instance is going to have a couple of effects. One, all of the people associated with anything that he has done professionally are going to be affected. Cosby
yeah.
Show, any of the numerous talk shows
different
that he's
world.
Done, production people, all of the people that have dealt with him with his Fat Albert in the Cosby Show, all of those kinds of things, as far as marketing goes, the production company that created the animation, all of those people that are involved are going to be damaged irreparably. Bounce TV, which is one of those companies that actually is the company that was showing the repeats of the Cosby Show, literally hours after the verdict happened, they yanked all of the reruns off of their channel. So there was a repercussion for all
Sean,
the stuff that's going on.
But Sean, with clear conscience, how could anybody even look at that as some type of victory or some type of win or some type of justice when, once again, the father from Seventh Heaven, what about Kevin Spacey? What about all the body of work
exactly.
that Harvey Weinstein has dealt with? What about, you know what I'm saying, once again, R. Kelly? He's still rocking hard. I don't, you know, I think logically, and this is not looking logical to me. You're taking an 80-year-old man to court talking about rape. Once again, I have a daughter. I have sisters. You are not, on my watch, going to diminish the credibility of what rape is. Yo, then we're all guilty. Every dude is guilty of something. Going to a chick house, bringing some trees, or bringing a pill or a molly or whatever, or bringing some alcohol to get them inebriated before whatever. Then we're all guilty. Netflix and chill, everybody's guilty. Everybody's guilty.
You know, Brother
B. And something that you said, Brother B.
I agree with you on
hold
that.
Hold on,
let
Keisha.
No, what I was just going to say real quick, during that time, and something they needed to also take in consideration, doing Quaaludes around that time when, you know, Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor was together and doing shows and things like that, that was the norm. I remember even in Scarface said that have two Quaaludes and you'll be happy in the morning or whatever he says. You know what I mean? So you also have to wonder, were some of these women also opportunists? Because not all of them, I believe. You understand what I'm saying? So were you opportunists? He was at the height of his career, and were you trying to get on as well?
You know,
K-Dog?
I don't actually believe
that.
Hold on. Gotta give it to K-Dog. K-Dog, go ahead.
Okay. This was the thing with the victims, the ones who were pressing charges against Bill Cosby. And what I find interesting was that many of them were like, and like you said, Tisha, many of them were trying to get on, because here's the thing, here's what was going on. The one who first made the accusation, there was one incident, I think it happened back in 1969, she said it happened, and she met him, and he was giving her tips on acting, and she was supposed to play a drug role. He said, no, here, take this. And she said that she drank the wine, and next thing you know, she passed out and stuff, and he was doing some disgusting things. Now, fast forward to 2018. You know, it took a long time. Why did it take so long for all, you know, my question is, why did it take so long for all these women to come out and talk about this? You know, they should have talked. If it was that, you know, then that probably there's embarrassment, there's fear, and there's shame. But why did it take so long? And now everything that Bill Cosby has worked for is about to be destroyed. In fact, it's already destroyed already, because where I work at, they would have a wall. I work near the NBC studios, and they have a wall where all the stars of NBC were there on that wall. And once the allegations came out, Bill Cosby's picture was taken out.
Okay. Now, Trump can scream, grab him in the crotch,
mm-hmm.
and he still got a job.
Yeah, I can hear what you're saying, brother.
Can I respond
to
the guy that keeps saying that?
Yeah, go ahead, Detroit. Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother.
You know, I think that we have to get out of that type of thinking. You know, what about these people? What about, because again, we have to understand that we're not the, the dominant culture in this society, and that, you know, we don't, you know, we have to get out of that. You know, it's all right if white people do it, or all this question, this type of stuff, because we're not the dominant culture in this, within this society. So it's irrelevant if these other people of different cultural backgrounds are committing crimes. It's
no,
a thing that
justice,
Bill
brother.
Cosby.
Justice is justice, brother.
Well, it's obvious.
No matter
not.
The color.
It's obviously not, sir. I'm saying it's obvious. We have to get out of court. We, you know, we keep trying to excuse the wrongs that we do.
Oh, I'm not excusing.
By
I'm not
pointing
excusing
out
anything. I'm not excusing anything, and we're not putting color into it. But the whole thing is this. Because I don't think it's about color, but once again, like I said, I have sisters, I have a daughter. You're not gonna diminish the credibility of rape with a movement that some people are using as a political agenda. You're not gonna do it, because if,
okay,
God forbid, something ever happens to my daughter, I don't want somebody to see. Oh, let me guess, you too, huh? It's not a joke.
Okay,
people are taking it, but it's being treated that way.
Yeah.
All right, I have a different side now.
I think I see where everybody's coming from as far as their angle in this whole entire story. The caller from Detroit, I see where you're coming from. Brother B, I know what you're talking about. And
so
I
what
think,
are you thinking, Sean? About what you think.
Yeah,
what
I, Sean, how come you agree with my point, brother?
I'll settle it right here from where I sit. As far as looking at why these situations go only so far, depending on quote-unquote race or age or et cetera. As Tisha said before, a lot of this was cultural as far as the Quaaludes and what people were doing back then. It shouldn't make a difference when it happened. It shouldn't make a difference how it happened, who was in that particular situation. The fact
right.
that Bill Cosby, in the position of power to either try and attempt it or to get away with it, is the prevailing argument here. And for many, many, many decades, women, whether they were African-American, whether they were white, Asian, Caucasian, whatever, had to deal with men in power in situations where they would lord sex over them to
mm-hmm.
get what they wanted, to get them to do what they wanted so they can get something out of it. And in this culture, especially with this Me Too movement and all of the things that have been happening, when somebody accuses somebody of rape or an allegation, it is not so easily dismissed, irregardless of time, irregardless
right.
of place, irregardless of color. And the reasoning is because, as we brought it up, and I keep bringing this up, is because of the situation of people like the president, people that are of other persuasions that are in places of power that seemingly have gotten away with it, and it has completely pissed women off from how did this guy get, like Brother B talked about R. Kelly. I don't know how R. Kelly
oh my
is even
goodness.
Walking
don't get
around.
Me
and Hot
don't get
and I
me.
Talked about this off air earlier this afternoon, where we've talked about so many other situations and other celebrities and athletes, et cetera, going through these kinds of things. R. Kelly, forget about just for those that don't even really know about this, just
oh my
on
goodness.
The basis
don't get
of,
me started.
How on earth did R. Kelly get off for not just having sex with an underage girl, but urinating on them on a tape? That's even worse. Not even the urinating part. It's still an underage child. It's somebody's child. And he's free.
Sean, you know, when that tape came out, I remember, you know, I was asking the same thing. And I've spoken to you about this before, too. Sean, the problem is, it's like we're all asking how the hell did R. Kelly get off? Because it puzzles me that, you know, with the evidence there, it's all there that He's having sex with underage girls. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's sister. That's somebody's child. And, you know, this, the Pied Piper, he calls himself, and let me tell you the story of the Pied Piper. And Brother B, we spoke about this before. The Pied Piper is a story of a Pied Piper that lured little children and they were never seen again. Now, with that being
get
said.
Get to the point, please. 20 minutes left.
No, I'm getting to,
the point.
I'm getting to the point. The reason why R. Kelly got off is because of the money and the fact that these girls were paid to keep silent. And he's still doing the same thing right now, but I doubt that he'll ever get away with it again.
Well, bottom line is, what happened with R. Kelly's situation, people need to realize, I hate when people do comparisons, why R. Kelly, Bill Cosby in general, like Brother B told me last week on the show, people need to get their priorities straight, and that's the problem. We choose and pick our own battles.
Mm-hmm.
I can't compare something like R. Kelly that happened 20 years ago with a different state, different system. I'm like, yes, the evidence is there, but let's do another comparison. How is it that we have something on video of cops killing unarmed black men and they get away
mm-hmm.
with it compared to Bill Cosby that there's no really no solid evidence found guilty? That's a comparison I like to know. A guy from Detroit, can you please explain that to me?
Hello?
Oh, I guess he's not there. Okay. Tisha?
Yeah.
I have one great comment for all you guys. Y'all are going to be so mad at me, but men need to stop thinking with their penis that got them in these positions in the first place.
I 100% agree with you. I
100% That's all I have to say.
I agree with you 100%.
He has to take responsibility that obviously he did know these women, because how did they get in the room with you? You understand what I'm saying? One of the girls
mm-hmm.
said she was 17 when he put her in a compromising situation. You understand
well,
what
understand.
I'm saying? He had a wife and
yeah.
everything at that time. You got to be a bit more responsible.
But Tisha, remember one thing. Most of these stories, and I'm not saying all of them, but like Harvey Weinstein, like everybody else, they're invited into the room. As a woman, if you go into a room of a man in a hotel, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have to sit down and have tea and biscuits? Please. If you're that naive.
No. One of two things can happen.
Hold on, Sean. This is between Tisha and I. Man to a woman.
No.
Right, go ahead.
One of two things can happen. Especially,
yes,
we're looking at a man of power, right? So let's say
man
I come into Harvey
mm-hmm.
Weinstein's room. I'm expecting
mm-hmm.
something from him, number one. I'm expecting to maybe be in this next movie, possibly. You understand what I'm saying?
It's a purpose for what we're going there for.
I'm expecting an opportunity.
Not every woman is decent
exactly.
as you. And we have to be honest.
You have a high percentage. You have a high percentage of a woman. 90% will go out there trying to skip their way to get what they want, or go with the
now,
thing. There's always that
now,
one out
I'm
there.
About
very
to
possible.
About that.
Mm, I agree with that.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Hold on, that's what
right.
I'm talking yeah. about. Not every.
It's not. It's a very different. It's a very tough situation because you know what? Unfortunately, you
no
know, with celebrities, especially
okay,
male
okay.
celebrities. Whenever they go somewhere, you know, I'm not saying all women do, but there will be women who will throw themselves at these men. You understand what I'm saying? They'll throw themselves at these men.
And one more thing I'd like to add. How is it, like I told Sean, people are still dancing on R. Kelly music that
mm-hmm.
everyone knows that he pee on girls, but at the same time getting upset with Bill Cosby overall for what he did? It's both the same thing. One we saw, the other one we did not. This is where I'm talking about with our priorities. Does get straight? We support one man, one rapist, but not the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pissed off at
mm-hmm.
I'm pissed off at the fact that he videotaped it. He videotaped
yeah.
it. Like he had that much
yes,
goal to videotape
uh-huh.
it.
Yes,
and
yes, Sean.
The crazy part is, and I brought this point up to Hot Rod as well. For those that have ever seen that cartoon, The Boondocks. They did an
yeah.
actual episode based on the trial of R. Kelly, where there was proof of R. Kelly on video being urinating on a girl with the tattoo on his, everything
oh,
that's identifying him. And what ended up happening, all of the women that were in the courthouse was like, I can't believe it. He's a cad. He's evil. He's such and such. And for
but
whatever reason, I believe that R. Kelly paid the judge off or paid the victims off. They changed their story. The court, the case was over. And what ended up happening, which was so apropos for this case, is that in the show, R. Kelly left the courthouse and did a concert right on the steps of the courthouse. And all the women that were damning him started dancing in the streets. This is the kind of, to go to your to that thought process of priorities and all that other stuff, there is a lot of outrage in a lot of instances, but then a lot of that outrage changes into something else where it could be placed to something positive or that could actually further along something, and we don't see a lot of that happening. So if this Bill Cosby thing has happened and we now have the, as far as I'm concerned, the first real casualty of this Me Too movement, it's going to continue to build momentum. It's going to take a while, but it's going to build that momentum.
When we think Me Too movement is really going to be building momentum, happens, then I'll believe it.
But to technically speaking, the Me Too moment really started with Harvey Weinstein and now Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's keep that in mind. But the caller from Detroit, are you still there?
I mean, first of all, you know, I would like to say to the brother from Detroit, if you're still listening, I mean, listen, I love you, brother. Love all my brothers and sisters. I'm not trying to, wasn't coming out a certain way. I agree with everything that you said. We do have to stop making certain comparisons. But the thing is, in a way, we have to, because, once again, it's justice supposed to be blind. Why is there a double standard?
Well, to Brother B's statement, there's a double standard to everything, because I understand what Tisha was saying earlier about, you know, females and guys stick with their penises. And I sent a video to Sean, K-Dog, and another person, Max, of a woman dancing in probably a spring break or somewhere in South Miami. She was dancing and naked and like in a restaurant. And guy was splashing water, ketchup, all type of things. It was disgusting. And
no, it was.
And I'm like, this is a problem. People will focus on that little negative right there. She's probably one out of 10 females. But because of that behavior, I pray to God she's not the same female that's going out there protesting Me Too about sexual harassment. But that is a
brother,
and she's being negative to herself.
I've been the Freaknik. I've been the Black College Weekend. I've seen it. But once
you still
again,
go there now.
It's still
about? You still do that now.
Nah, it's open. But the thing is, it still doesn't give any male the right to violate. It's still,
right.
It still doesn't.
The
give
point
any male.
That I was
agree.
Making earlier.
I agree.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I agree, but unfortunately,
no, I agree 100%.
Some people don't see it that way, and they get brainwashed. But you always tell me people need to think outside the box. People are brainwashed, and that's the problem. If I see Brother Beast scoring catch up, I'm going to do it too. Did any of the guys stop them of doing that? No. Instead, they join in on it, and that's the problem. There's so many followers and not many leaders.
And the reason why that is because that type of behavior for women that think that part is okay is almost justified in their mind or rationalized in their mind that this is okay because I'm hanging out, I'm relaxing, whatever is the case. Not thinking about what the long-term ramifications of what you're doing is sending to other females who may not be in your position, but maybe, like you said, this might have been on a college campus or this could have been at some party, whatever was the case. And it sends the wrong message to any females that have any chance in their mind to think that, well, I can go out and be respected. I can go out and go to a club and not somebody smack me on the butt for no reason. Or I could go to a job interview and some guy that has power to hire me doesn't say, open your shirt, let me see what your breast size is before I hire you. This is the kind of pervasive stuff that's been happening for so long that has to change. And for behavior like that video that you showed is something that has to be eliminated before it can be believed going forward to make progress.
But Sean Black, can I say something real quick on that, what
you
just said?
Sure.
How about the summer? It's a hot 90-degree day, and you want to take off your shirt and show all your stuff. Does that mean I should come up to you and just rub your chest? You understand what I'm saying? So it's kind of a double standard in a sense. Okay.
But you know what?
But no, seriously, I'm serious.
But there's some, women that do it. But there's, there's some women that do it that make it look bad for others.
That's what I'm saying. And does that give me the right to violate him?
You know what? It all comes down to self-respect because let me just give you another example.
No.
Labor Day on the Parkway.
Sorry, Kato. I got to go to the next part. The time is running out.
Okay.
Do you think Bill Cosby was taken down because he dealt with white women?
I think he was taken down in the sense that just because of, one, how much power he had. I think that could have been a factor. I think it could have been a factor. I don't think that was the main factor.
No. Some people are saying because some old men, reason because people was on a...
Well, in the eyes of the people that think otherwise, if you're looking at a black, an African-American, affluent African-American, successful business, lots of money, and has the power because he is ingratiated himself with white America, that they're comfortable seeing him in all of the advertisements that he did, and he's trying to buy a television network. We're not talking about somebody having a lot of money and buying a car dealership or going out and buying a McDonald's restaurant. He's trying to buy, at the time, one of the top three money-making networks in the country. And if they see that that's happening, the racist people that were there that didn't want to lose their power and see that, wow, there's a prominent African-American that's showing other African-Americans how to come up, we're not going to give him that kind of power, then, yeah, that becomes a problem. All of those
people looked at OJ
and looked at all the other people seeing African-Americans dating, quote-unquote, white females and then having power and having money and being accepted, that was almost so taboo to a lot of people that think otherwise against that. So to be able to do that and have the same kind of problems going in, you cannot have skeletons in your closet like what Cosby had in his closet or anyone else.
But you
and
know
do
what?
That.
I just want to add this about the skeletons in the closet because you know what? Those skeletons are bound to come out. And I believe that with this case, unfortunately for Cosby, I'm not saying it in a good way. I'm not saying that I agree with rape. It's a horrible thing. Cosby thought that, hey, you know, this thing is going to be swept under the rug. But guess what? Skeletons do come out the closet.
And that's that deposition that damned them.
Yep.
Okay. You know what I find, real quick, you know what I find interesting? Once again, the death of his son was swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm. Or his daughter, for that matter, as well, because he just lost his, I believe it's his oldest daughter, just last month.
And do you find it, is it surprising to you guys that people like Charlie Sheen, who may have infected females with HIV, have not been tried or investigated yet at all? Or this is just
and
another
shows,
example of white privilege?
Shows are still on TV. Shows are still on TV.
And
yeah,
shows are still on TV.
That's where the anger comes in from the African American community.
Exactly.
In that double standard that Brother B talked about earlier, where there are a lot of celebrities that have done similar acts and in some instances probably worse that we know about or don't know about that are still being treated with kid gloves as opposed to somebody like Bill Cosby who's now he's done. His reputation is done. He's going to probably spend the rest of his life, if he's not going to spend the rest of his life in jail, he's going to be under house arrest, he's going to be a pariah, he won't be able to do anything, and then you got the civil cases that are going to be lined up, because now they're going to go after his money. So,
okay.
And it sends a message to anybody else trying to come up, don't do it, because we'll get you.
Yeah, and it sends a message to us that you need to be careful as you're coming up. Kind of like how Obama kept it nice and clean. We didn't hear all these scandals and porn stars and things like that. Your reputation and your dignity should mean everything to you. It says a lot, and you're sending a message out there.
Or what most people say, respect your last name. That's something that a lot of African-American fathers that actually do their job to raise their children say. Bring respect to your last name, and everything else will fall into place.
Okay, but does this thing bother you guys that how top black celebrities or black people in power end up being dead, like Prince, Michael Jackson, Bill Cosby is going to jail now? Like, it seems like that black people who have done a lot for communities or whatever have like some type of skeleton in the closet keep coming out? Does that bother you guys at all?
It's bothersome, but also the ones that you brought up also had issues outside of power. Prince had a drug problem. Michael Jackson had a drug problem. So that prematurely ended any chance for them to take anything that they did and reach it even further than they probably could have had they stayed away from whatever.
So, Sean, you didn't think it was murder? Sean, you did not think either one of them were murdered?
But time and time again.
Hold on. Let Sean answer the question first, then I'll get to you.
No. Did you say, do I think that they were murdered? No.
Yes.
I don't think Prince pissed anybody off to the extent that somebody would try to murder him.
So you think the musical Warner
Oh, yes, he did.
Him?
Oh, yes, Prince
come
did.
Come on, you think Warner was not after
him?
Please. Okay, but go ahead, K-Dog.
You know, time and time again, we hear these things keep happening about, you know, powerful black men losing their power, losing everything they got when allegations and all kinds of scandals come out and haunt them. It happens all the time. Like with Prince, and I'm glad you guys mentioned it, you know, he had a fight with Warner. He had a huge fight with Warner Brothers. He wanted out of that contract.
And remember one thing, Sean Black, you make more money dead than you are alive.
Especially in music. But Prince was very pro-black. He didn't put it out there like that in his music, but he was very pro-black.
And he was also
pro-woman
also, because he helped a lot of women get into the business, and he wrote songs for a lot of female artists and got them out there and got them exposed.
All right. So, Tisha, would you be surprised if anything came out about President Obama in the next couple of years?
I really would be. But I don't see that happening. It won't.
For example, this morning, you and Sean Black texted me around the same time about NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw. Who would thought Tom Brokaw would be have sexual charges brought up against him?
Did you hear what the sexual charges were? Did you get a chance to listen to it and hear it? Let me tell you. One of the into his office, whatever, and
you're breaking up.
We can't hear you.
Tell me when you guys can hear me, because this is really important. Great. Okay, so Linda Baxter in 1990s. Said that he called her into the office and placed his hand on her lip, and that's all that he did. Another lady said that Tom Brokaw also called her into the hotel and asked him to touch my chest. This is what I'm saying. Some situations are being exaggerated because we don't even know if one of you ladies was trying to date him to try to come up in NBC. You know, we have to tell the whole story if we're going to tell it. Don't tell me those little bits and pieces and then scream out sexual harassment. Let me know what's going on right here. Were you consenting to that as well? And then it didn't go your way with the position that you should have gotten? And let's say I got it instead? Let's be realistic.
The difference is Tom Brokaw, after these allegations, he went on the attack. You didn't hear like a lot of the accusations we've heard over the last year or so. Where the person gets accused, they don't come back as much. They're like, you know, well.
Okay. All right, Brother B. I'm sorry. You got a minute left. Brother B, anything happening for this Sunday night at 8:30?
No, Sunday night we laying low. We're going to come back with fire next the week after, but now we laying low.
Oh, you got to recharge the batteries, I see.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's still crying about
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Big Ray got to go get her freak on.
Ew.
Just like the yellow pudding, dog.
Okay, the call from Detroit, thank you so much for calling in. Brother
yes,
B, Tisha, K-Dog, thank you on a Friday night.
Hey, you're
great
welcome.
Show,
you're
welcome.
Great show.
Thank
Hopefully
you.
Monday
show.
Night we might – I have a feeling Monday night we might have a continuation of this topic because it's not going away.
Man. Bring it.
And you know what? I'm telling you right now, Sean Black, K-Dog, after the show, please call me and let me know any dirty secrets that you have about yourself so I can bring it out
what
on the next show, okay? Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. God bless.
Peace out.
The pleasure was all yours. Come on, Sean. No. I know you got some secrets. Sean, tell me your secrets, please.
Save it for Dr. Phil.
No.
You guys just go get your pudding. Get out of here.